Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
The jets, fueled for cross-country flights, were filled with tens of thousands of gallons of volatile fuel. They were literally flying bombs.
Another one just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building.
There's something inside me that pulls beneath the surface, consuming, confusing.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
1 second after the sound started, there was gray smoke and what looked to be like confetti flying all over the place.
The enormity of the situation today was just, it was just incredible.
This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take.
I've felt this way before, so insecure.
In a matter of seconds, the skyscraper collapsed and was gone.
Half of the 400 firefighters who first reached the scene may be dead.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
10,000 people in each tower would typically be in there on a normal business day, and we get about another 5,000 visitors during the course of the entire day. So by 8:30, 9 o'clock, the building should have been full.
Terrorism has been alive and well throughout the rest of the world for a very, very long time, and you can point to it many different places, and it's come to our shores big time now. We need to understand that.
Discomfort in the sea has pulled itself upon me. Against my will, I stand beside my own reflection. It's haunting how I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before, so insecure.
This is it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
This is one of the darkest days in American history, and it's an ongoing nightmare, but we will get through this, our freedoms will be intact, and this city and this country will be stronger than ever.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong.